The Hostage, written by Sophie McKenzie and read by Lisa Coleman.
14 years ago, scientist William Fox implanted 4 babies with the Medusa gene, a gene for psychic abilities. Now dead, his experiment left a legacy. 4 teenagers, Nico, Ketty, Ed, and William's own daughter, Dylan, who have each developed their own distinct and special skill. Brought together by government agent Jerry Patterson, the 4 make up the Medusa Project, a secret, government-funded crime-fighting force. They live under the protection of William's brother, Fergus Fox, at Fox's North London boarding school, Fox Academy, where both their abilities and role as psychic agents are secret. Chapter 1. Lex. Like I didn't have enough problems. Nico and I were in a car, on the way to our first proper mission as the Medusa Project. We'd been trained, we'd been briefed, and we'd been told why our mission was important. So why was I feeling as chewed up as the inside of my trainers after a long, sweaty run? "Hey, babe," Nico murmured. "What's the matter?" I shook my head. I'm not good at explaining stuff at the best of times, which this definitely wasn't. Anyway, Nico's totally sorted about his psychic ability. So are the others. It's just me. I have visions of future events, which I know sounds like it should be interesting. The trouble is, I can't control when these glimpses into the future are going to happen, or what I'm going to see. My ability's completely random. And yet, there I was, off on a mission that was built around my psychic powers. "Are you scared about getting hurt?" Nico lowered his voice so our driver wouldn't hear. "Because you don't need to be. I'll make sure you're okay." He smiled, that chocolate-eyed, half-cheeky, half-sexy smile of his. I smiled back. It was impossible not to. My boyfriend is the fittest thing on 2 legs. Not that I'd tell him so. "Thanks, you macho big head, but I can look after myself." Nico's grin deepened. "So what's up?" "Nothing. I'm fine." I turned away and looked out of the window. I knew if I explained my anxieties to Nico, he'd just tell me I was being silly, that my abilities were as valid and useful as everyone else's. But suppose I didn't have a vision later? Suppose I never had one again? It had been nearly 2 weeks since I'd had my first and only proper precognitive experience. Jerry Patterson, she heads up the Medusa Project, had tried all sorts to bring another vision on, from getting me to focus on pictures of random strangers to sending me into a state of deep relaxation. Nothing so far had worked. The streets outside were dark, the damp pavements glistening with the rain that had fallen earlier. We were speeding through a maze of back streets somewhere in central London. Our brief was to slip inside the offices of Foster Games, a computer games software company, and hope that the surroundings prompted a vision in me. Why Jerry thought that standing in the middle of an office would help me see into the future, I had no idea. I closed my eyes, remembering what she'd said about the mission. 2 days ago, the Ministry of Defence's computer firewall was breached. The hacker had access to top-secret and highly valuable information. We don't yet know what he saw or why he wants it. We suspect the hacker is Damien Foster, the owner of Foster Games, but there's no proof. Hopefully, your visions will lead us to the truth. My stomach clenched into a knot. I felt for my phone in my pocket. Right then, I'd have given anything to have been able to call my older brother. Apart from Nico, Lex is the only person in the world I can truly rely on. Our parents work abroad, so I spent most of my life since I was 11 in boarding schools. And until last year, Lex was always there with me, helping with everything from homework to homesickness. He's so cool. Even when he left school last summer, just before I started at Fox, he still called me all the time. Right now, I really wanted to talk to him. But Lex had been busy for the past few weeks with a new job, a new flat and a new girlfriend. I hadn't even had a chance to tell him about the Medusa gene thing. After all, it's not exactly the sort of thing you blurt out over the phone, is it?